Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Work continues today in the Merrimack Valley to restore natural gas service following the natural gas fires and explosions that rocked three communities almost 2 weeks ago. Joining us now this morning to talk about the work and his utility's response is the president of Columbia Gas, Steve Bryant. Good morning, Steve. Thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for the opportunity.
You know, you've said you're confident that all service will be restored by mid-November. November 19th, I think, is the date. Given that thousands of homes and businesses need to have gas restored and that almost 50 miles of gas pipeline needs to be replaced, is that overconfident?
I don't think so, Bob. This is, needless to say, this is a scale of which neither Columbia Gas nor the industry has experienced any time in the recent history. But that said, we have an extraordinarily cooperative effort with state and local officials, the contractors, other utilities. It's a project on a scale that I have not experienced, but it is a well-organized project. I don't want to suggest that there won't be very significant challenges that will need to be overcome, but it seems like the right people and the right resources are here to overcome those challenges.
What's the most difficult part of the work that's going on right now?
I think the most difficult work that's going on now is the logistics of just getting the resources into the field. I think the most challenging work down the road will be getting into each home to assess what needs to be done to be able to bring the gas back on to each resident and each business.
I want to ask this question. In the Boston Globe this morning, you acknowledged that on the day of the leaks, when dozens and dozens of homes and businesses were catching fire, you should have given updates to residents faster, you yourself. Do you feel you blew it that day?
I guess I would say, and I'll probably say this several times, if I had to do it over again, I think that we would have stepped in front of the press sooner. As you can imagine, just to lay it out for you, we had 8,600 customers directly impacted by this event. And that, in the early hours, was even difficult to determine who was impacted, which customers were impacted and which were not. So we needed to get into each one of those 8,600 customers and lay out a rapid response plan to shut the gas off to each one of those homes. And then, and this was the great challenge, to be able to step across the threshold and make sure that the building was safe. In addition to those 8,600 customers, many customers shut the gas off in an abundance of caution, who were not even on the affected distribution system. We had no idea at that time how many customers had done that. As it turns out, another 9,000 customers had shut their gas off. So we were focused in that short period of time. Let's just talk about the first 12 to 24 hours. We were assessing the situation, laying out a plan as to what we needed to do to make safe, and then trying to deploy hundreds of resources to make sure that they shut every meter off, in that every building was entered. And then finally, the last challenge, and again, when these all are compounded together, you can imagine, and South Lawrence was evacuated, which made it extremely difficult to get access to these to all of these properties because people weren't there.
I want to look at the present and the future, if I might, for the next moment or so. We know that a lot of people right now in your area are switching from gas water heaters to electric heaters, and some might also switch to oil or electric heat for their homes and businesses. I have to ask, do you feel that that's a vote of no confidence in your company and a vote of no confidence in natural gas?
I would certainly say that with an event like this impacting so many customers, that there will be some customers who will want to make that move, and we will support them in that. There's no denying that we have shaken the confidence of our customers. But I think it's important for us to think about this fact, that, as I said, this is unprecedented. We have been in Lawrence for 100 years, that we've had this long, consistent, reliable record. This event has shaken that. That's Columbia Gas or its predecessor companies. Then let's think about the industry. Again, as I said, there are millions of customers served across the United States. This event is unprecedented. So I think we need to, I would just ask folks to consider that this is a true anomaly, although that's little comfort for the folks who have either been directly affected or were in close proximity to those who were affected.
Just one more question, Steve, if I might. You said you're going to support your customers. Considering the cold weather is here, it was in the upper 40s at dawn today in the Merrimack Valley. Many people feel like they need to make the switch in order to have hot water and in order to stay warm. Will Columbia Gas pledge to pay all, every dime of the cost that they pay to make the switch?
I think it's a little too granular for me, Bob. I would suggest that we would pay all reasonable costs associated with switching. And I'm not trying to hedge. I'm just saying your question was posed, extremely broadly. We'll work with customers if that's what they want to do to switch. But we're also working with customers. We're deploying thousands of space heaters for customers so that we can minimize the adverse impact in the near term until we bring them back onto gas service.
President of Columbia Gas, Steve Bryant, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition this morning. Appreciate it, and good luck.
Thank you, Bob.